Well, it's time for Jennifer Hansen to get us up to date on what's happening chamber-wise. I would say chamber weather, but man, it's dry, Jennifer. But yeah, plenty of things going. And did it work out good for Puffer Billy Day?
Oh my gosh, the team really worked hard. And yes, the weather was, and turned out to be amazing. And
I know there was
a nail biter there for a minute.
There was a lot of apprehension about, are we going to get this in? And, it worked out. Things worked out very well.
It was phenomenal.
It was a little warm. It got a little warm there, but that was okay.
You know, it happens in September, too.
Yeah,
you know?
It does. Surprise. And I know a lot of everybody in Holly was just like, for Art in the Park on Sunday. Turned out, what a gorgeous day.
Yes, yes, so. That too. I mean, the whole team with Holly's leadership did an amazing job with Art in the Park. We're very happy to have them come alongside us and work on such a big piece of what people remember for Puffer Billy Days and what people really have flocked to. So we're just excited to be able to utilize a beautiful park system, our beautiful park system, and really highlight local artists in the area with great food and the pet show and other fun things that it's just perfect for the Art in the Park.
People, if I tell you, she's always been a fan of Art in the Park. just take my word for it. Yeah, she has been. I know, you give a little break, a little time off. Thanks, volunteers and people that stepped up. And then at some point, you guys are going to be sitting down. You may have already started discussions about, that worked really good. I think, what can we do there and how do we make other changes and stuff? But I think worked out pretty well.
Certainly, we'd love to hear suggestions. We are compiling the committee for next year and to essentially take us to the next level. We've certainly talked about how some of the setup and teardown pieces could have gone differently. It's just that infrastructure, which does take a lot of labor. There's certainly things that even during the layout itself, I really liked the layout downtown. I've loved the opportunity to highlight our historic downtown, especially now that we're putting so much more effort into revitalizing that space. Certainly, the whole festival being a more walkable and engaging festival is really great for all of the events to do well and for folks to really be able to have that. Just that capability of saying one thing to the next to the other. I think some of the things we've talked about, certainly for on the vendor side, either extending the opportunity for vendors down on 8th, and so we could have more vendors, or utilizing Story Street differently for those guys on Saturday, maybe moving the motorcycle show to a different spot. And we're just kind of looking at those options so that all of the different pieces and all the different groups really allow that their show to be the best it can be. Yeah. And so it is, it's funny because you think it's actually kind of a big area where when you're walking in, you're like, oh my gosh, there's all this space. And then you put a lot of, put a lot of 10 by 10 booths in there and it gets really small, really fast. Yeah. So very thankful, just incredibly grateful for all of the different volunteers, all the event coordinators. So there are certainly in the core group of the committee members that helped us shape what this year was to bring.
And that's one of the big challenges, just to get all of those pieces together, which you get a break from. You don't have to do. Right now, right now, how overwhelmed are we going to be for Trunk or Treat?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't even want to. I would say last year, I didn't make it all the way around last year, and that was over 2 hours. So
you think that you have a lot of space until you put. So we are at that 60 mark right now. Last year we were at 73, so we still have some time to go. The event itself, for those who are listening, is October 24th. That's a Thursday from 5 to 7. And you have until October 18 to sign up. Any organization, can do so. Certainly, we want to make sure that our downtown stores are also involved. And so, how, again, layout and how we set that space up. There's a lot of different priorities to evaluate. So I think that we're laughing because we had 1,100 kids last year. That's in addition to families, right? Yeah. That's in addition to those dogs and the moms and dads and aunts and uncles and everyone that came out. So it is a lot of people. And so there's a lot to work on. Just a lot of pieces to make sure work smoothly for both the vendors as well as your event attendees so that they have a good experience. Yeah. So I know from last year there were some bottlenecks at that essentially the top and bottom of the loop.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so how do we kind of smooth that out a little bit and make sure that both the stores get the traffic as well as the folks that have the trunks.
And you get a lot of merchants that come out and do things. And I mean, they did a lot. It took time to go through and get pictures and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
those
yeah.
were great things.
Yeah, it's, exactly. It's
a lot of
fun. So again, whether it be a store owner that opened their door, or whether it be the vendors that were the organizations did an amazing job with their space and really engaging, really creative work. And we're just that takes. Frankly, yeah. I know people that have been working on it for a couple of months.
Oh yeah,
and so to be able to put together such an elaborate. Event almost yeah. within this event.
Yeah.
Again, you want to make sure to honor that and to really be able to allow families to engage in that and to experience that. Making sure that those are highlighted in the grand scheme.
It was fun. It's coming up.
It is coming up. And I would like to thank, too, just a quick shout out to Hy-Vee stores. So they're going to do free hot dogs and hamburgers at a cost, but free yep. hot dogs for everybody. And so that they'll have their grill up here within that space.
Kind of kicks off our Shop with a Cop, too. And again, Boone Police Association really helps with whatever they can do to make it work.
Right. So we're again thankful to partner with Shop with a Cop. And so at every vendor, at every booth, you'll be able to donate funds, whether it being the change in your pocket or dollars yeah. or checks, et cetera. Certainly, if there's something you'd like to do online, you can certainly connect with the chamber, and we're happy to make sure that money gets over to them.
Let's talk about a couple of other things you have going on. Your coffee connections have been good. Did they enjoy visiting with Andy and Emily?
Yeah, that was, oh my gosh.
A lot of people don't really understand the extent of some of the issues they've been dealing with.
So, again, I really appreciated the last time we met with Andy was actually right after a Red Coat ambassador visit down at the courthouse.
Yeah.
And we got to talk to Diane and have a great conversation around what she does and then certainly how she is gearing up for voting season.
Yep.
And so Andy was able to stop by our group and invite us over to his building and into the jail and to take a nickel dime tour. And so we went for that. It was just a sobering experience for someone who had not been able to have such an in-depth understanding before or tour. And certainly, again, there's things that you know that they do, right?
Yeah,
you know
that, you just know
that. But to be in that space and to hear of what they deal with on a regular basis, certainly the quantity of 911 calls all the way to the types of inmates that they're and their healthcare needs and mental health needs for that matter was an incredible opportunity to talk to them and hear more. So I was very thankful to have them come out as our Coffee and Connections speakers our program for that day and to hear more about just the offerings too that department gives. Yeah. For community safety.
So Sheriff Andy Gadzicki and Emily McCoy, the communications director for the county, big projects going on for them, upgrading our system so they can keep talking to each other out there. That's a big one. We've had that was one, and you're working on another one with.
So our next one's coming up the first Tuesday of November, and we're excited to have the DOT with us for a good presentation on what's happening on Highway 30, and just how those decisions are making an impact as we grow and as we have our new. A new Daisy plant and just how that how their decisions are affecting our growth. And so I'm excited to have them and to talk more about all the work they're doing down 30, certainly not just off of Airport Road or Story or what have you, but also all the way down to the other
west of Ogden,
all edges of our county. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And we folks, Coffee and Connections is a member.
It is a member event. We certainly would love to have this opportunity to invite you to become a member, even as an individual supporter. That's a great way to be involved in the chamber as well, and not necessarily have to have a business or be involved in an organization. But either way, we'd love to have our members and all of their staff. So even if you work for a business, maybe you're not sure if you're a member, or you're just not in that space where you know you're a member, you just don't regularly connect with networking events or what have you. But these are important programs for our community, and I'm very, very excited to have the opportunity to bring these guys here. So I want you to hear them and to ask the questions and to really understand what goes into it. So I want everyone to be involved. So yes, certainly we have organizations. Certainly I have my contacts and who I work with on community engagement. And yet, though, please recognize that your entire staff is a chamber member, and that I want them to take advantage of the benefits.
If your company is a member, your staff, come and
work for Fairway, you're all members.
And you've had some really, I go way back to when you had John Rosa talking about Life of the Landfill.
Mm-hmm.
You had Kelly O'Brien from the Union Pacific.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't realize the work that's going on in the yard. Millions and millions of dollars. The land is coming in.
Certainly the work that they're doing, as well as the impact that they're making. So it's one thing to hear, okay, they're making these they're expanding these, maybe this company is bringing in new products, maybe as you said about with Landis and how what they're doing in other parts of our county. And you go, maybe that doesn't. And yet, though, to hear and to understand the impact that those companies are making, not just for themselves, but for, especially Landis, for example, just as an example, or Union Pacific and the world of transportation, what that impact is making in our economic growth over the course of 2, 3, 10, 20 years. And so to be in that spot where you're able to really engage with those leaders, hear what's going on, and have a full understanding, this is an incredible opportunity. And I want to make sure that as the chamber director, it's my job to bring these great programs to our members and to our community. And I really would encourage folks to engage with them.
So even if your business does not have a membership, think about getting it.
Absolutely. As an individual supporter, it's $150 bucks for the whole year. It's an annual membership dues, and there's lots of other benefits other than these programs.
Yeah.
But certainly this is a great way to really understand one of the values of being a chamber member. Mm-hmm.
What else are you working on?
Oh, goodness.
There's a few other things you slide in here.
We've got our annual meeting coming up in November, and that's technically the second week in November. Mm-hmm. It'll be the 8th, and so we're working on all the details for that. That, too, is also presented by Fairway Stores. And so last year, in fact, it was kind of a fun time, not only to recap a great year, I'll do a quick plug for our Best of Boone County Award nominations that we have out, because the winners will be announced at the meeting. Fairway also presented to us a grocery bag of items that their vendors are going to have in stores next year. So it was really kind of a fun way to get a snapshot of some of the fun products that are to come. And so we're working on that. And I do have our keynote speaker reserved and locked in. So that'll be our state auditor, Rob Sand, will be with us as our keynote speaker. Okay. So again, a very exciting time to hear from the leaders who make impactful decisions for our state. What that says about the caliber of our of our work in this in this region.
Well, we got that going on. That's November 8th. Okay, we got that part.
It's and also in November, so October, November, we are...
We're heading towards holiday time.
Well, we're at that, and we've got Main Street folks coming in, so we'll have a little bit of a change in our... So we're painting the office. We're going to we're gonna do some things in the office. So you'll see... We've had large, these huge conference tables.
I was going to say the conference tables have been available, yes.
You know, and we do have we do have those pending pickups, so I won't say that those are available any longer. But you will certainly see some things probably on the curb as we get rid of stuff and just be able to give space to that new team that's coming to join us.
And they will have a new director that'll come in and work strictly on Main Street stuff.
Really focus on the downtown. And yet, though, I've really been incredibly honored to be around that team and just be a part of what is going to be an incredibly impactful opportunity for our downtown.
Yeah. It's kind of because the chamber that you do have, and we've talked about this in the past, your mission is to your members. And it's countywide.
It is countywide. Yeah. And so we have members that are downtown. So ultimately, I'm in full support of what the Main Street group is doing. I am working alongside them to make sure that the relationships that I have and any opportunities that I can to encourage our members to be engaged in Main Street and then, of course, vice versa. So certainly at my work in Madrid and Ogden is incredibly important to me because my members know that we have an impact, know that we have a reach into throughout the county, let alone in neighboring counties. But again, I can understand and absolutely see what the need is for our downtown so that the impact can be throughout the county.
So what, again, now you had a women's night out recently.
Yes.
How'd that go?
Oh my gosh. Those women, those ladies' nights out have been really fun.
You like doing those. Those are small, easy things to put together with some of your members.
You know what? So maybe some of your folks know, before I was in this role, I was in family and kids ministry. And one of the things we talked about extensively was how small groups work and how essentially how people can really connect and work together. Men and women are different. We're built a little differently in some respects. And one of the ways, just again, generally speaking, wide brush, don't get me started on, but wide brush, oftentimes women are a little bit more comfortable in smaller groups with other women that they know. And so when I got into this space and I saw essentially those that are coming out for our larger networking events and, you know, that I wanted to have a focus on bringing more women to the table and really helping them understand and get to know those in their, those in this community. They're also leading. They're also making very impactful decisions. And just, I wanted them to be able to connect with each other and just build those relationships. So ultimately the lady that's essentially, Ladies Nights Out have been a lot of fun. Some of those rooms have been smaller, some of them have been larger, but ultimately it's a great opportunity to get to know our members in a different way and to be able to just connect with each other and network in a different environment than maybe our coffee and connections would be.
There's a lot of things you're doing at building networks. You spend a lot of time building networks. I mean, you know, because they benefit all the people that are involved.
There is so much that goes into what people would consider small talk. There's so much that goes into meeting and connecting with people that maybe you've already met before, but now we have another opportunity for another conversation. We have so many opportunities to connect with other leaders in our community that maybe you don't really necessarily run with, right? That aren't necessarily in your circle, and you're able to hear from them, they're able to share with you and really get into a level that you just can't find online or in any case. You're able to share projects that you're a part of. Certainly, that's one of my favorite things to do in the chamber is be able to connect with people on what they're doing next. And so I really love to be able to then take that step in connecting them with other people in our community who are either gone through that or are also working on a project similar, or it might just have some resources to help. So networking, I think, certainly some people love it. Some people, say they don't like it because of all the small talk. But let me tell you, the opportunity to connect with your neighbor you've maybe never met before, or maybe never really felt like would be in your circle.
Yeah,
those relationships are life changing, and essentially sometimes it's just who do you know, and who do you know that can help me with this. That connection can lead to so many. Can lead to the next thing, and that's where the impact happens.
Busy time for the chamber at this time of the year, because this is your year is winding down now, and you start having the annual meeting you mentioned, yeah. And of course, and then we're going to have some changeover on the holidays. Board and things like that, and yeah,
certainly at the end. So yep, holidays are coming up. We've got Small Business Saturday to talk about. We've got the holiday open house. I know there's a lot of people in our in the community working on things like the lighted parade and the tree lighting ceremony. And certainly there's a lot of folks downtown that are building a full schedule of great sales and events that are happening in their stores. So we will have a lot going out on our social media pages. So please keep an eye out on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. We certainly want to make sure to share all of those great deals. Secondly, yes, our board will turn over at the end of the year. And so Julie Trippa, Superintendent of Boone Schools, will be our next president.
Yeah.
And so there too, if you are somebody who's been really involved in the chamber and somebody you'd like to take that next step, certainly let me know, let Julie know that you'd like to join the board. We don't necessarily have a ton of openings because there are some folks that had talked about talked about joining us earlier in the year. So we'll have to see what shakes out. But ultimately, I'm just very grateful for a board that can give me that solid, those parameters, what they're expecting of me, and I'm able to just have that freedom to do it.
Is this a good time for them to start, if they haven't been a member, inquire? Right now?
Yeah, of course.
Yep. You can do that anytime, I'm sure.
Yeah. certainly, there is a lot of information online, and yet, though, too, what you talk about specific benefits, we can talk about specific value to what you want to do next. So whether it being making more connections, maybe you're looking for a bit more exposure or visibility in your business as a leader, as a person in your business, if you're looking to have maybe take that next step in your career, there's many different ways to engage in the community, engage in the network of chamber members, certainly engage with the leaders that we're bringing in as everything from presenters to just other folks in the room, and to really, again, identify how you want to be. What are some of your goals, and let's talk about that.
And I want to point out again, not you don't have to be just from Boone. If you are a business or even an entrepreneur in some part of the county, mm-hmm. and you would like to be a part of it or learn more about it, make contact.
If
please.
You live, work, or play in this county, I want to talk to you.
Yeah, call her up. Stop at the chamber office too. You can do that. we're busy remodeling.
We're busy remodeling. And just to know, and again, I do ask for grace, especially Puffer. Yeah. It kind of came up during Puffer's. I am the only full-time person in the chamber office, and so if I'm out with a member and engaging with our members, or if I'm out I'm part of a board that's focused on workforce development. Certainly talking on committees for initiatives that are taking shape in our county. So if I'm out, I apologize. We can certainly talk about it. There's something I'd love to have more appointments rather than walk-ins, just in case I'm not there. I'd hate to disappoint you. But you're welcome to email me, and we can even just have a phone call, or we can just set up a time to have coffee. I love coffee. So.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, my gosh.
Have
Thanks
a great October. And
I
know weather's going to start changing here for us. But you know what? It's October. It does happen every year. It does.
It's gorgeous. It's a great time to be in Boone County.
Jennifer Hansen, our guest on our program today.